This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online via the satellite as well. Special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us wherever you're listening to us from, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, let's not forget, a special shout-out goes to the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, William and his gang up there in the northern tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and also to the merchant marine folks going back and forth here in the Gulf that listen to us every night in that big old oil tanker that goes from Galveston and Houston back to Tampa and over to Louisiana and back and forth for the gasoline that you bring in. Thank you very much. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. And Frank, are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance, sir?
You bet I am. Let's go.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we could use a little of that this morning because the people are doing a lot of crazy stuff with the stock market right now. A lot of sell-offs because I just got done talking to Chris Markowski. And I don't want to be a doomer gloomer, but I just want to say that I'm looking at the futures for today's markets, today's stock market, and it's down the Dow, which isn't going to happen because there's stopgaps in there. The Dow is down over 2,000 points right now, the futures.
Yeah, this is another indication that the stock market is not a good sign of how our economy is doing. You know, the American economy is running on all cylinders right now. We've seen nothing but good things coming from it. Consumer confidence is up. Jobs are, you know, unemployment is the lowest it's been in quite some time. So the stock market has this knee-jerk reaction to things. And people start to, you know, you see the numbers go down and you get the OMG people, who do the doom and gloom. But the fact is there are some great opportunities out there right now. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at the airlines, the stock prices for the airlines, because they've been plummeting because of the coronavirus, there's some great buys out there. So the people who are thinking and the people who are looking at this understand that there's opportunity here. And like you said, there are some stopgaps here that stop it if it starts to tumble too hard.
Well, the laboratories that are working, including the one in Massachusetts, are working very hard on getting a vaccine. I mean, my God, to me, that's a no-brainer right there. It's like, here we go.
Oh yeah, there is opportunity that, like you can't believe here for somebody who's a shrewd investor. You look at the things that are taking the hit, like I said, the airlines, you look at the pharmaceutical manufacturers, you know, those are some great opportunities to make some profit. You got 401k and you're a day trader, take a look at these things, you know, because you could really come out smelling like a rose on this instead of worrying like, oh, it's the end of the world because we've dropped 1,000 points and then 1,200 points because of the media wants to hype this up.
Now, the other thing, Frank, is that the United States right now, there's California, you never know what California's doing, but California came out yesterday and said, the governor said they're monitoring 8,400 people for coronavirus symptoms. Monitoring? What's that mean?
Yeah, whenever I hear government officials talk about monitoring, it gets me a little weirded out, unless it's like the CDC. You know, health officials have to be looking at this with clearer eyes right now, because I believe, and I read this yesterday, the parameters for triggering the testing for coronavirus were so narrow that some of the people have been falling through the cracks and have later come to be diagnosed with the virus. I think UC Davis had this, had a patient the testing was delayed because the parameters for testing, the triggers for testing were so narrow. So they have to expand those just a little bit. But remember, the survival rate for this is way up into the upper 90s. So let's not panic on this. Let's just use common sense and follow the protocol for a nasty flu.
Well, yeah, because here's what they're all forgetting about. Fact of the matter is, the flu, 80,000 people died a year ago. 80,000 people from the flu. And they're concerned about this. Yeah, we should be concerned, but we don't need to go off the deep end on it. It's not as serious as the flu is.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a specific strain, and right now we don't have any immune to it because it's a new strain of virus, but that will begin. If you just use common sense procedures for a bad flu, make sure you wash your hands, cover your mouth when you sneeze, be careful about droplet contact. When somebody sneezes, go ahead and cover your mouth, you know. Use common sense and be sure to wash your hands. And you know, if you have an autoimmune or an immune issue, start preparing for it like you would if it was a bad flu season.
Now, here's the big news coming out of Israel right now. This is just now coming off from the Jerusalem Post. They are saying that they are 6 weeks away from the vaccine. They've been working on a vaccine against infectious bronchitis, and as that model, they've also been using a coronavirus. And they said, call it pure luck, but we decided to choose coronavirus as the model for our system just as the proof of concept for our technology, and it is working so far. Frank, hold that thought. Caller, hold your thought, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive and those three Moss Nissan dealerships, as well as the Moss Wholesale to the Public up there on US 19 in Homosassa Springs. And don't forget the all-new Moss Acura at the 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa location, as well as right next door to it, the all-new Moss Nissan 11001 North Florida Avenue location. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, I will be up in Newport Richey from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for a special Leap Day sale. Now, this happens once every 4 years, and I'll have the $500 coupons with me. You heard me right. The $500 coupons with me for your discount on a purchase of either a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. So if you want to buy a vehicle and you want to stop by Newport Richey Moss Nissan right there at the corner of 19 and 54, I'll hand you a $500 discount coupon and you'll be in like Flynn. So it's worth $500 for you to show up and come see me. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All right. On the telephone, we've got Frank Silvato, and Frank, of course, is with the Underground USA podcast. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, Mr. Frank, we got a phone call here, so I'm going to put you on hold, and let's find out what our friend Eric wants, because I do believe this is Eric. And good morning, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, glad Frank's on. I'm going to try to put this in a fire medic perspective because you two gentlemen have that experience and can relate with it. I'm sure there's listeners out there that can relate with this. Okay, you were talking about California and Governor Newsom saying all of a sudden there's 8,400 people being under medical surveillance for a possible infectious disease, namely the coronavirus. Now, we also have within the CDC, what's his name, Dr. Fauci,
I can't remember his name. He's supposedly the lead guy back in the 80s with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, researching for the CDC, you know, doing all this stuff. Well, one of the recommendations that was put out back in the day when the HIV explosion was going on in San Francisco, California, Mayor Dianne Feinstein refused to close one of the primary vectors that they nailed down that this disease was being spread through, and that was namely the bathhouses, because she didn't want to alienate her constituency. So now I think some of this, I don't want to say paranoia, you can be hyper alert, but I want to say some of this paranoia is because a lot of people that pay attention to preventative medicine, infectious disease control, et cetera, you shut down the vectors. You quarantine those that you basically isolate the situation until, you know, it's like on scene management. You don't just rush into a burning building. You need to make sure the scene is safe, and you put your EMS crews down, you know, downrange a little bit for the standoff distance to ensure their safety, because if they get hurt, who's going to help the people that are hurt? Does that make sense? So this goes back to 2 months ago, news was trickling about this. 4 weeks ago, news was starting to come up to the surface, and everybody focused on the Chinese experience on all this. And then all of a sudden, the CDC comes out this past Tuesday saying, be prepared to be locked down, you know, considerable disruption to your daily life. And then the next day, Wednesday, there's a press conference, and the news on this exploded. It is everywhere. You can't turn a web page without seeing something about coronavirus, people wearing lime wedges in their teeth to prevent getting it because they're ignorant of the situation. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I believe it's here. I believe there's no putting the quote-unquote genie back in the bottle, whether it's mortality rate or lethality of it, that's irrelevant. I think a lot of people are concerned about being quarantined and they don't have the virus. So I think, you know, I think there's a multifaceted situation. I'll listen for the, you know, opinions off the air. And thanks for taking my call, sir. Gentlemen, Semper Fi.
All righty. And we thank you very much, Eric. Now, Frank, he put a lot of stuff in that, and I get it. And as a fire medic, you and I as a fire medic, we've been through similar circumstances like this, haven't we?
Oh yeah, when you go to any kind of hazardous material event, you get temporarily quarantined when you have to decontaminate. And he's right. I mean, if you have a lethal virus that's out there, you have to compartmentalize it. Otherwise, you are going to get a wildfire on it. You know, that said, there's a lot of political mumbo jumbo going on. You know, what is medical surveillance? That could be anything that, like your doctor saying, well, make sure if you feel worse that you contact us. You know, so let's look at the terminology that they're using, especially in California, medical surveillance. I would like a detailed definition of exactly what that is.
Well, yeah, you and me both. And it becomes a situation where we certainly need to keep our eyes and our ears open. Now, the other thing is, folks, and in talking with Frank Salvato, from the Underground USA podcast, and talking to Frank Salvato, Frank and I have been on a number of calls, and hazardous materials are something that we're very familiar with. I've had to be sprayed down, immediately jump in a decontamination shower, be shut down and quarantined in place at the fire station in a special secure room for up to 72 hours while they were trying to figure out whether or not the chemical that I'd waded through or had been soaked with or whatever was going to get into my system or not. And Frank, you've been there too, haven't you?
Yeah, I remember a particular incident back in the 80s of an AT&T fire in a switching station where we didn't know what was burning up in the insulation and the wires. And boy, I'll tell you, when it's wintertime and you have to take a decontamination shower, and get a little chilly.
Yeah, you do. And let me see here. Let's go to the phone line. We've got Picasso. So, Picasso, what do you want to render, add to the situation here?
Well, my specialty is not epidemiology and disease, but comparing this to the common cold and the amount of deaths, the numbers are tremendously different. It's 0.02%. The common cold is closer to 2% with this, which makes it 100 times more deadly and that it's being transmitted in a different way than the common cold is because of its airborneness. And where it's going to go, I don't think the specialists know. I surely don't. But it's definitely more, much more deadly, 100 times more deadly than the common cold.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And with that, we'll go back to Frank Salvato because, Frank, the one thing I do know about it is that the deadly flu that we've had in the past has killed as many as 80,000 people in a year, the deadly flu. And this is nowhere near that, and people should prepare and be prepared for whatever may happen. But as far as reacting that the sky is falling, no, uh-uh.
Well, you have to look at the survival rates. Its ability to transmit may be 100 times more potent than the common cold, but the survival rate is still 99.8, I believe, was what I wrote. It's the high 90s. So you're looking at something that is less deadly than a strong flu virus that goes around annually. Again, wash your hands, follow a bad flu season protocol, and you should be okay.
Exactly, and we're talking to Frank Salvato. Well, Frank, the last thing I'm going to talk about here is the news that we got from Michael Flynn's lawyer. Again, Sidney Powell came out on the podcast for John Solomon that he had. I'd already heard this when she gave the speech here in Tampa about 3 weeks ago. But she said, and I quote, "We don't want a pardon. We want an exoneration." And we do know that all of this investigation about the FISA warrants and all that stuff is coming to a real head right now. We also know that the fingers are pointing directly at John Brennan.
Yeah, I don't think Flynn should even think about a pardon. As a matter of fact, it should be completely reversed. He should be exonerated. There should be a plethora of indictments all the way down to the least to the least guilty in this whole thing if you're going to actually clean out the swamp and make sure we don't have a two-tiered justice system. And John Brennan, frog marched in orange out of his house. You know, the guy was such a political operative in a position where there shouldn't have been any politics. He's got to pay a price.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that one, and we do know that John Durham has got a bullseye. He's been working his way up the ladder, which is why some of these people have probably been let off the hook, because every time he's talked to Peter Strzok or a Lisa Page or an Andrew McCabe, he's gotten a little bit more information pointing him further up the ladder. That's my opinion.
Well, let's start pulling the trigger on this because it's time people start to pay.
All right, and Frank, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll catch you on Monday morning, bright and early.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty, I most certainly will stay low. And by the way, low is better. It's colder when you're standing up taller in the wind. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give us the latest here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivot to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Now, I'm going to try to say this so everybody down there in Bradenton and Sarasota understands. I will be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store next Thursday, that's March the 5th, from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. Now, they're located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. I'll be there next Thursday. Looking forward to seeing our regulars that show up down there, plus the new folks that want to come that thought I was going to be there yesterday, and no, I was never going to be there yesterday. The advertisement says March the 5th, and if there's any confusion, I'm sorry about that. But you want to check out Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm building. It's one of the best surprises, the hidden gem of Bradenton, as I like to call it. And for those of you that are down here visiting from the north and whatnot that have got the little Florida tourist book, you'll notice in there that when it comes to Bradenton, it says Mixon's Fruit Farm. But what they don't tell you about is a great little sandwich shop that's right in the middle of it called Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And by the way, we're going to kick off a new sandwich there called the Captain's Club. Ho, ho, ho. Wait till you hear about that one. Yep, the Captain's Club at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Looking forward to seeing our many friends there next Thursday. Next Thursday. That's the 5th of March at 12 noon. All right, in the meantime, here he is, the consumer quarterback with all the sports that is sports, Patrick Hyland. What's going on?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. What's going on? It's cold all over this great country of ours, but we'll get through it, right? So anyway, racing out in California, sir. Looking forward to this race. out in Fontana, California, see how it's going to impact the NASCAR season. It's a little early, but A.J. Allgaier thinks he's got a shot at this thing, and I do too. So we'll see what happens out there. A lot of your trucker and audience listen to the race or watch the race, so it'll be fun to see what happens there, Captain. It's been an interesting NASCAR season so far. Not many surprises overall. I thought there'd be more surprise winners, Captain. How about yourself?
Well, I don't know about the surprise winners, but the one thing I am happy to report is I keep seeing Ryan Newman making some progress. And the unfortunate thing is we're not being told what exactly happened to him. They're saying that he's recuperating from a head injury, but I do know from one of my members of the rescue team that was there, the track rescue team, that when they took him out of the car, he was unconscious, and that's not a good sign ever.
No, I'm sure what happened was, you know, he got knocked out. Obviously, I think anybody would when you roll on your side for, you know, about a quarter of a mile like that, going 200 miles an hour and getting flipped over and getting dragged, you know, to a stop. But, you know, I'm hoping he didn't, you know, suffer any serious brain damage. It was just a knockout and a concussion. I mean, if they let him back on the track, that'll tell me that, you know, his eyesight's right, his head's right, and everything's right. If they don't, then obviously there was permanent damage. And the good news for him, he's had a heck of a career, Captain, and something to be proud of. And unfortunately, you know, to end this way. But thank God he survived. Thank God, you know, his family still has their dad and father, and that's very obviously the most important part of everything. So I'm glad that is what happened. Now, we'll switch gears here a little bit to football. Tom Brady's representation has met with the Chargers, Raiders, and Colts at the NFL Combine. So I'm curious to where Mr. Brady's going to end up, or if he's just posturing to go back to New England. Not hearing much about that. A lot of NFL teams right now have to make some decisions on franchise tagging players. From Jameis Winston, it doesn't look like they're going to do it here in Tampa Bay. It doesn't look like the Titans. I don't know what they're going to do with Henry out there. I don't know what their quarterback situation is going to become. Ryan Tannehill came in and did a good job for him. Also, Brady's been rumored to possibly go to the New York Giants with Daniel Jones there and Eli retiring. I don't know. That's kind of a weird fit, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see, Captain, what's going to go on out there in the, you know, football world. What are your thoughts and feelings on that?
Well, personally, I think Jameis Winston has had more than an opportunity to make it here as a player. It would not surprise me if they do trade him one up for somebody. I don't know who the somebody would be. And it would not surprise me if we don't get a veteran quarterback like a Phillip Rivers or like the one up there, Andy Dalton, that we've heard about in Cincinnati. Or maybe even, who knows, maybe there's interest in Tennessee for getting Marcus Mariota out of there and bringing him down here to see what he could do with this team. Because after all, he would have been the pick if Jameis Winston hadn't have been picked, or vice versa. Or, I mean, yeah, he would have been the pick down here, I believe, over Jameis Winston.
Yeah, absolutely, Captain. It was between them 1 and 2. And it's amazing. If Jameis Winston didn't play at Florida State, you know, and have that tie, you know, and Derek Brooks' connection here with the Bucks and things, who knows? It's kind of funny how life works out, you know. And, you know, John Gruden coming to Tampa Bay from the Raiders. Who would have thought that? So it's funny how things work out in life. And then, you know, last but not least, let's talk a little bit about baseball. It looks like the Grapefruit League is rocking and rolling right now. A lot of people are Red Sox fans. Sale, great pitcher, went from the White Sox to the Red Sox. Has been pneumonia, so they're going to put him on the, you know, injury list here for a little while. And that's going to be interesting to see how the Red Sox bounce back, having to get a new manager, having a shake up there. Looks like the Yankees are in another prime position to win that AL East. But the Tampa Bay Rays will give them a run for their money in that division. And the Twins look good in spring training. We'll see if Rocco Baldelli and the Twins can bounce back and have another great season. And, You know, it's going to be really interesting to see how this Houston Astros club bounces back and what occurs. They've already had a bunch of guys already hit by pitches in the spring training, Captain. It's amazing. So, anyway, who do you think is going to be the sleeper team in baseball this year, Captain?
The San Francisco Giants. I think that they've got a possibility out there. I've been hearing about some different things that they've done. I think in the West Coast, the San Francisco Giants are going to be a surprise team. And over here on our neck of the pond, I do believe the Rays are going to put it together because they're looking really, really solid in spring training. I like the enthusiasm I'm seeing. They've gone up against the big teams already. They did a split squad thing yesterday, and the A team beat, who the heck did he beat? They beat somebody, and the B team, which is predominantly rookies, got beat by the Yankees, but that was to be expected.
Oh, yeah, a little split squad games there. You're going to have that during spring training, giving some guys a break. You know, obviously, 162-game season is not easy. A lot of traveling, a lot of wear and tear on the body. So that's going to make it a lot of fun this year. And that'd be interesting. San Francisco at one time was rumored to be coming to Tampa Bay. Wouldn't it be wild if Tampa Bay could play the San Francisco Giants in the World Series? That'd be pretty neat, Captain. I'd love to see that happen. Evan Longoria, you know, comes back to Tampa Bay as a Giant. That'd be something else, Captain.
All right. Well, let's have you give an opportunity to tell everybody how to get a hold of you so that you can tell what you're doing.
Absolutely. Thanks, Captain. I appreciate that. My name is Patrick Highland. I do the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11 to 12. Please catch out our show at that time on this great channel. And then also, I'm in the insurance business from Medicare to veterans benefits to final expense benefits. Whatever you need in the insurance marketplace, give me a call. I either have a connection or know somebody who can help you out. If you're concerned you're not getting the best deal, if you're concerned that you're legal paperwork isn't up to date, give me a call. If you're a veteran and you're not getting your benefits for veterans aid in attendance, please give me a call. There's a lot of reasons you'd want to give me a call to be of help to you. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland and Captain, thank you as always. You take care. Have a safe and happy weekend. God bless everybody out there, and I'll be talking with you Monday morning, Captain.
All righty. Thanks a lot. Patrick Highland, everybody. Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, tomorrow, I'll be up at Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan's location at U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, Moss Nissan at U.S. 19 and 54. I'll have those special $500 discount coupons to hand out. Anybody wanting to buy a certified pre-owned or new vehicle tomorrow, you see me, I'll try to find you first, though. You see me at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54. I'll have a $500 savings coupon for you. It's worth $500 for you to come up here and buy a vehicle. How about them apples? Alrighty, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch, final segment of the program, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more to talk about. It ain't over yet, and we're going to look at the beach and boating forecast for today.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Alrighty. Senator John F. Kennedy, here comes the beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. A little chilly out there this morning if you're going to hop in a boat. For example, 47 degrees here at the airport in Tampa, 48 over there at the airport in Clearwater, St. Pete. Cooler to the north. And today, Friday, we'll have some high clouds. It'll be a bit breezy. The winds will be out of the north and then turn to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour most of the day. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is 65 degrees. The bay water temperature is 69 degrees. We had our high tide come in at 4:32 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 10:17 a.m. And today would be one of those days where if you don't want to go out on the water, how about stopping by the Freedom Boat Club location closest to you? Now, here where I'm at, we have the largest Freedom Boat Club franchise in the country right here in Tampa Bay, with their 30 locations and 450 boats working their way up to 600 and working their way up to 50 locations. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of a much larger national group that has 206 locations across the country, many of which where you're listening to me right now. Now, they've got 3 in Canada, 6 in France, that's right, France, parlez-vous français, 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia, and the Freedom Boat Club, of course, is growing by leaps and bounds. So, right here in the Tampa area, listen up. Those of you that are down here from the north or wherever you're from outside Florida, or you people that live here locally, right now, if you join and become a member of the Freedom Boat Club, you will get $1,000. Everybody will get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee to become a Freedom Boat Club member. Now, if you also happen to be a member of the military, active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you get an extra $500 on top of that $1,000 for $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, all you pay is a monthly fee. Pretty doggone good. Now, remember, your membership fee also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat locations across the country. So go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Check them out. And then once you do that, you can give them a call at 855-FREEDOM anywhere in the country, 855-FREEDOM, and find out more about becoming a member of the Freedom Boat Club. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide slap open for you. All right, let me go to the telephone lines here, and we'll see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Boss, let's get down to business. This is Todd in Tampa here. Ladies, let me tell the White House what we're doing here, okay? We are putting all our money out here. We're not all, but we're putting money in all of our House and Speaker, House and Senate, new blood, okay? We want this House taken back, okay? Donald, you're in charge of taking this House back and getting our senators and getting more Republican senators, not these fakes like Mitt Romney in there. Let me say something else here with this coronavirus. Here's what we're doing. We're doing business with the United States of America, okay? You need some metal or a building, you buy it, you buy it here in the United States. You need something, you buy it here in the United States, okay? And we do business with ourselves, and that's how we support ourselves and support America, and we take care of this. And remember something, Jesus Christ took 39 stripes on his back and healed you. If you'll thank him for your health all the time, you'll never get. I haven't been sick unless I went out and had too much wine, okay, because I thank Jesus Christ for healing me and giving me perfect health, and I haven't been sick in 20, 30 years. Let's get to work and save the country and do business with ourselves. Donald, remember today's Friday and the American people get paid, and that's what's important here. Let's get to work. God bless you, Captain. Save the country.
All right, you know, today is Friday, and Friday is a day that we wear red to support our troops. Now, I see some people doing it, but I see a lot of people not doing it, so I'm going to put it out there to the country. Friday is the day that you wear red to support our troops that are deployed overseas. Let's see how many people we can get to do that. I'll have a red shirt on. As a matter of fact, it'll be my Wear Friday Red deployment shirt. I got a nice polo shirt I got, and it's got my name up over the top of the decal that says Wear Red Fridays for the troops deployed or something like that. I forget the exact wording, but it's similar to that. So today is the day we wear red for the troops, and hopefully you'll be able to get in on the program too. Hopefully. We certainly hope so anyway. And good morning, sunshine. I see you there, or at least I see something you put out there. Yeah, you are right, Susie Q, and thank you very much for chiming in from Lakeland. Must be a little cool over there, too. You know, let me just conclude the Monday through Friday show with this. I know the market, the stock market, operates on a lot of speculation. And I know that the market on the speculation, excuse me, Flip, good for you. He says he's got two red shirts on. Okay. And then he went, burr. Yeah, I bet you. But anyway, here's the deal. I know the market is a speculative thing, the stock market. And a lot of people, they put money in there and they think they're going to make a fortune off the top of the, you know, they don't get it. They don't understand it. This is long-term investment usually. There are some people that play the game. And I remember I had a friend that used to do penny stocks and, you know, he might make a lot of money one day and he might lose it all the next. And that's what happens. It's a gamble in the stock market. But here's the deal. The coronavirus isn't going to make or break this country or any other country. And people need to understand that they are working on a vaccine. I just told you that Israel came out this morning, today, and said within 6 weeks maximum, they will have a virus, antivirus, against the coronavirus, some sort of immunization that they will be able to give to the people. And it may even be sooner than that. They said it would be 6 weeks at the most. And we have an outfit here in Massachusetts doing the same. Now, ask yourself this question very quickly here. Why on earth did the drug pharmacy outfits move a lot of the research and development on the vaccines and whatnot and medications from the United States to China? Why on earth did they do that? Because now we're at the beck and whim of China. And I realize we're jumping real quick into getting things corrected there, but that needs to be brought back to the United States, and they need to take that the heck away from China. That's just my opinion. All right, well, you know, this broadcast always brought to you by my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, DOMENICK'S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right there, the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue flag there, too, for you. Now, Dominic's, all their blades, the blinds, shades, shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores that won't do this for you, they'll offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is call them. Or stop by the store. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget, you can stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store. I'd love to see you there. Or wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it driving around. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. Now, they are the real deal. And they'll do everything that the big box stores don't do. I know. I've heard from a lot of people that have been very, very happy over the years with Dominic's. You will be too. All right. Got to run. Got to get out there in the cold tundra down here, 47 in Tampa, 48 in St. Pete, which is cold for us. And I'll see you all Saturday at Moss Nissan, US 19 and 54, Newport Richey. God bless everybody. Stay safe. Stay warm.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.